With me now are the three members of the Suburban Wives Club, a Philadelphia new wave band that bills itself as all-girl rock. Risa Marchetti is the guitarist and vocalist of the group, who also writes most of the band's songs. She's the former lead singer and guitarist of the Philadelphia band Risa and the Rooters. Cherie Rumble, who was also a member of Risa and the Rooters, is now bassist and vocalist for the Suburban Wives Club. For the past 6 months, she's been writing some songs for the band. Rumble also works as a dealer in an Atlantic City casino. And Francis is the drummer and backup vocalist for the group. The Suburban Wives Club has an independently produced 45 featuring Casual Cat, which we just heard, and Guru Eye. We'll also in a few minutes be hearing a new demo tape of the band. They'll be performing Wednesday, August 24th at John and Peter's Place in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and I want to welcome you all to Fresh Air. Risa, is there a significance to the fact that it's an exclusively women's band? There's three women in the group?
The significance.
Is it meant to be a statement of any sort?
I think the statement grew out of the fact that the band got together. It just kind of happened. Cherie and I were in the Rooters together, and the Rooters was at a turning point where it later became apparent that the band was dissolving. But Anne, the drummer, was also at a turning point in her band, and we got together at a jam session. It was outdoors in a park. And it was really fun, and we were all in a mood where we wanted to get away from the conflicts that we were having with the other bands we were in. We said, let's just try this and see how it goes. At that time, we were all still planning to continue with the other bands, but as it turned out, we decided to make this all our main band. And it seems that once I knew we were going to be an all-woman band and it was really working, I just started coming up with all these ideas for material that were really, really related to the kind of things that I had been thinking all along but was always afraid to write about.
Like what?
Like eating chocolate and going on diets and running away from home, thinking about running away from home. We have one song called Runaway Housewives. And
well, before we talk some more about the kinds of songs that you write and perform, why don't we listen to a song that refers to just what you were talking about, and this is called Fat Thighs.
Yes.
Any of you like to say anything about this before we play it? Well, let's hear it. This is the Suburban Wives and the Suburban Wives Club, and this is from a demo tape. It's not yet released on record. It's called Fat Thighs. The song is written by Risa Marchetti.
Right.
Everybody knows
we see you cheating in the supermarket.
Fat Thighs, performed by the Suburban Wives Club and written by Risa. And that's not yet released on record. It probably will be at some point in the future. You use a lot of irony in most of your songs, and even, of course, in the name, the Suburban Wives Club. And most of you are not suburban wives. What interests you about the kind of irony and about also the kind of graphics that you use from the 1950s? You're all, for instance, wearing T-shirts with this great image of it of an iron in which a woman's face with large eyelids is drawn, and there's little legs and a body underneath, and she's wearing an apron and is, I think, doing the twist and is doing it on an ironing board. It's a very 1950s kind of graphic. What interests you about that?
Oh, I think our little dancing iron's great. We drew a great big picture of her on a pink sheet, and we take it with us and we hang it up.
Where'd you find it?
I don't know if I should tell. It was in a repair book on irons from the 1950s. It's just like, to me, it's the kind of irony, as you say, that I don't think people talk or especially sing enough about in popular music. You know, 90% of popular music is about neurotic adolescent crushes. And I don't think women, at least not my age, go around thinking about all that stuff all the time. They do think about ironing their husband's shirts and going on diets and exercising. So that's how... And the, as you say, irony, it fits in right in with that.
Have you found that the name of your band sometimes misleads people, that they think either you're three suburban wives or that you're trying to insult women who do live in the suburbs and are married?
Well, I don't think anyone has ever thought that we're trying to insult anybody, but people are always asking us if we're married.
Yeah, I'm really married. They're not.
And you play drums in the band, and of all instruments, drums is considered to be the least feminine by people who attach a gender to an instrument. How did you start playing drums?
Well, I was playing percussion first. I started just playing bongos and congas and timbales, and that was back around 68, I guess. And then around the time before I got out of college, I started playing drums. And I was worried at first because of that label, but then the more I started playing, the more I just forgot about it. Didn't bother me anymore.
Was it easy to get into bands when you were good enough to start playing? Did anyone ever give you a hard time for being a woman drummer?
No.
What kind of bands did you start playing with?
Punk bands at first, because we were all just kind of learning our instruments. So we started off playing loud music, garage-type music.
Yeah, I think some people think of punk music as being a fairly sexist music, but it seems that there's a lot of women who have emerged in punk bands. Have you found that to be true, that it's pretty open to women musicians?
Yeah.
I see a lot of girls in punk bands. Most of them are drummers.
What kind of stage persona do you have, Cherie?
Well, I've been wearing my bathing suit a lot.
On stage?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's hot. It's too hot. It's summertime. In the winter, I usually wear a leather jacket, black spandex. I have high boots. Well, I still wear the boots with the bathing suit, but I don't wear the jacket because it's too hot.
What are you wearing?
The same thing, bathing suit. Because it's too hot and I sweat a lot. And during the months where it's not so hot, I usually just wear shorts and sneakers and socks and dress like an athlete.
Risa?
Well, I'm kind of the strange one of the band. I'm mainly into mini skirts, but I like to experiment. I have a cheerleader suit, and I just got this new outfit that looks kind of like Tinkerbell, and it has wings. And I like to come up with unusual things, but generally I'll be in a mini skirt and boots if I'm not in one of my stranger outfits.
French maid, Wonder
Woman.
Yeah,
that's
Woman.
Right.
Wonder Woman. Woman's great. She looks great as Wonder Woman.
I like her space hat.
Too fat for that now.
Well, after that, after you drop your fatness.
Well, you're actually pregnant right now, Risa.
Yeah.
Do you think
it's
going to change your stage image when you start showing a lot?
I think it'll make it funnier, and I'm into being funny. Actually, I think rock and roll is a very funny thing. I think it's funny music. And so, you know, the funnier I look, the better it is, I think.
Let's listen to another record, and this is the flip side of the 45 that you have. This is called Guru Eye. Risa, it's another one of your songs. You want to talk about writing it?
Right. This song had a lot of inspiration. One was Chairman Mao's wife, because I read about how she became attached to him, how she followed him around and sat up front at his lectures. And it also kind of came together at this yoga camp, holistic health camp I was staying at. And the guru there, he just struck me as really being a phony, like the type of guy that when his wife wasn't around was probably doing drugs and messing around with all the girls at the camp. So I don't know if any of this comes across clearly in the song, but that's what my inspiration was. And the main thought of the song is that the guru is really the guru's wife.
Let's hear Guru Eye, written by Risa, performed by the Suburban Wives Club and featured on their 45. Guru Eye on the 45 featuring the Suburban Wives Club, and the three members of the band are my guests. And I, as you were all saying, that's a long one for you, 3 minutes long. Are you consciously playing short songs? Does it just turn out that way? Or?
Yeah, we don't like to waste any time.
Mm-hmm. Who were the bands you were listening to when you were starting to play and just getting involved with music again?
I was listening to the Beatles a lot, and the Stones, and Pink Floyd, and Yes, early Yes, early Genesis.
Those bands that still interest you?
Yeah, pretty much. And the Stones are still together after almost 20 years of doing it.
What about you, Cherie?
I like the Stones. the Beatles I liked. I liked the Stones better, though. I used to go see them a lot. And then I liked Chicago in the late 60s. I really got into them before they really got big. And they're still one of my favorites, you know, early Chicago. And then now I've been listening to basically the singer in Foreigner. The band is good, you know, but he really makes the band. That's what I've been listening to recently.
So what was the first rock band you were in?
The first rock band I was in, it was called Rosie. Was in the early 70s. We did mostly covers of Rolling Stones and Creedence Clearwater, The Carpenters.
What kind of covers are you doing now?
Some old stuff, some new stuff, some new Pretenders and Go-Go's, and a song by Cream and Hendrix. What are the other things that we do?
Summertime Blues.
Yeah, we've gotten into a lot of that 60s heavy rock, you know, like Anne was saying. And then the covers that we do, we try and pick current bands. If we're going to do a current song, that is either a woman group like the Go-Go's or like the Waitresses, where it's a female point of view. Because we do try to accentuate it. We figure, you know, since we are women, we might as well bring that out and use it to the fullest.
Is there anything that you reject that being women you could do and could maybe exploit, but you wouldn't want to? Any kind of image or style on stage that you consciously reject?
Not that I know of. How about you?
I don't think so.
Guess we just think like girls.
Well, you've been playing different parts of this state and other states as well. Is there any kind of reaction that bothers you when the audience is doing it? I don't know if you've ever had the kind of audience participation where things get thrown in your direction or people are meeting on each other in the audience.
Once in a while, we'll have a drunk come up to the stage and say a few things.
Yeah.
But we try to laugh it off and try to get him to laugh it off.
Yeah, I like hecklers, personally. Because they give me something to work off of, and since I have a microphone, I can always make the heckler look bad. But we had, when we played at Penn last spring, one of the fraternities were trying to sacrifice one of their members to us. They kept putting him up on stage. I'm trying to think. We haven't actually had any riots.
No.
We like wild crowds as long as they don't hurt us. And, you know, we've never actually had things thrown at us or people attempt to knock us off the stage. So it's been good. It's been pretty good so far.
Is your ambition to get a contract with one of the major companies?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you go about trying to secure that?
Reese is working on that right now.
I just keep sending them things. I've had real good responses from a few where they've written back personal letters and asked me to send more. And, you know, it varies. We've had enough encouragement at this point to keep on trying and to keep on recording and to keep sending stuff out. And I also feel like being seen as much as possible will help. Besides our own personal attempts to contact them.
Well, I want to thank you all for talking with us, and good luck with your music.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. The members of the Suburban Wives Club have been my guests, and they're a Philadelphia-based new wave band featuring Anne Francis on drum and backup vocals, Cherie Rumble, who's the bassist and vocalist, along with Risa Marchetti, who is the lead vocalist, lead guitarist, and also writes most of the songs performed by the band. They will be performing at John and Peter's Place in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and that will be Wednesday, August 24th at John and Peter's Place in New Hope. We're going to hear another selection from their demo tape, and this is dedicated to fun. Risa, another one of your songs. Want to say anything about it?
Yes, this is a more normal song that I've written. It's about a boy and girl relationship, where they're not communicating well as to what each party really wants. They misunderstand each other. But all in all, it's one of those stupid, neurotic crush rock songs that I spoke of earlier.
Okay, let's hear it. This is Dedicated to Fun featuring the Suburban Wives Club.
He's dedicated to fun.
It's the Suburban Wives Club, and again, they'll be playing on Wednesday, August 24th at John and Peter's Place in New Hope, Pennsylvania.